So here we can see that the Shabbat is among the Ten Commandments.
Entonces que aquí podemos ver que el Shabbat es, está dentro de los diez mandamientos.
In fact, it's what? The fourth commandment.
De hecho, es el cuarto mandamiento.
So, is if what they say, oh, the Ten Commandments from Yahweh, so why then don't obey the fourth commandment?
Así que si ellos dicen que los diez mandamientos son de Yahweh, entonces ¿por qué no guardan ellos el cuarto mandamiento?
And he is clear. Let me read it for you once again.
Voy a leerlo por ustedes otra vez más.
Remember the Shabbat day by keeping it kadosh, holy.
Guárdate el Shabbat para guardarlo kadosh.
6 days you shall labor and do all your work.
Seis yamim trabajarás y harás toda tu obra.
But the 7 day is a Shabbat to Yahweh, your Elohim.
Mas el séptimo yom es reposo para Yahweh, tu Elohim.
On it you shall not do any work.
En él no harás ninguna obra.
Neither you, nor your son or your daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant.
Tú, ni tu hijo, ni tu hija, ni tu siervo, ni tu criada.
Nor your animals.
Ni tu behema o bestia.
Nor the alien within your gates.
Ni el ger o extranjero que está dentro de tus entradas.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So Yahweh is telling that we are not supposed to do any type of work on Shabbat.
Así que Yahweh nos está diciendo que no estamos supuestos a hacer ningún tipo de trabajo en Shabbat.
So let us suppose you have a business.
Vamos a suponer que tenemos un negocio.
And you know that Shabbat is a day, or Saturday, let us use Saturday, is a day that, as people say, is very good for business.
Así que vamos a suponer que el sábado es un yom que es muy todo para el negocio.
What can you do?
¿Qué podemos hacer?
What are you going to do with your business?
¿Qué vas a hacer, qué vamos a hacer con este negocio?
Close it and prosper on Sunday.
Close Shabbat. What about if you put somebody to work for you?
Vamos a hacer,
lo cerramos, o vamos a suponer que vamos a poner a otra persona a trabajar en nuestro lugar.
Let us say that somebody that doesn't believe.
Vamos a decir un guerrero, un goy, alguien que no cree.
He doesn't keep Shabbat.
Alguien que no guarda el Shabbat.
We're still helping them the same.
They are not sinning.
Ellos no están pecando.
If they don't believe, they are not sinning.
Si ellos no creen, ellos no están pecando.
Can you put then somebody to work for you on Shabbat?
No. If you gain, that's what I want to know.
You're sinning.
If you're not gaining from it, then yes. But if you do gain from it, then no.
Depends.
It says that you can't put the stranger within your gates to work. Same concept.
And you cannot put employees to work. They are your servants. They are
your servants, yeah.
They are your servants, and your servant they shall not work on those days.
La escritura dice que no hay que
so the one that is sin is not then, it's you.
It's yeah.
La escritura dice que no hay que poner a ningún extranjero o su siervo a trabajar por uno. Así que el siervo no es el que está pecando es usted o uno.
What about the animals?
¿Qué tal los animales?
Not even the animals.
Ni siquiera los animales.
And as Joey was saying, not even the stranger. Oh, maybe I'll call my neighbor to do that for me because I cannot do it. Not even the aliens, the stranger within your gates.
Y ni siquiera el vecino.
Unless you're going to call the, you know, the neighbor that is far away from you. But you... The only solution for your business on Shabbat is
close it.
Así que la única solución para su negocio durante Shabbat es cerrarlo.
Are you going to lose with that?
No. ¿Va a perder uno al hacer eso? No.
Of course not.
Claro que no.
Yahweh wants you to close exactly because He wants to bless you.
Yahweh quiere que cierren ese negocio en Shabbat porque él quiere darnos su baraka.
And he knows that our body needs rest.
Y él sabe que nuestro cuerpo necesita descanso.
He knows that we need to stop to think about or to be concerning about the bills, about the accounts, the things that we need to pay.
Él quiere que no tengamos ningún tipo de preocupación durante ese yom, de las deudas y todos esos tipos de cosas.
And that's why he wants you to be free from all that.
Así que por esa razón él quiere que estemos libres de todas esas cosas.
Don't you worry about anything. I'm the one who provides for you.
No te preocupes por ninguna de esas cosas. Yo soy el que provee por usted.
It's not you. Don't think that you are the one that provide for yourself.
No crean que somos nosotros, ustedes, que son los que proveen.
Don't think that you are the one that provide for your family.
No crean que ustedes son los que proveen por su familia.
It's Yahweh.
Es Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So it's very important for us to understand that Shabbat is not a day for us to work.
Así que es muy importante que entendamos que el Shabbat no es un yom para trabajar.
It's a day that we need to spend with Yahweh.
Es un yom que necesitamos estar con Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go now to Leviticus, that is Vayikra chapter 23.
Vamos a Vayikra, o Levítico, capítulo 23.
Begin in verse 2 and 3. So if we cannot work on Shabbat, what must we do on Shabbat?
Verse
2
and 3.
Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the appointed times of Yahweh, which you are to proclaim as set apart gatherings by appointment times, by appointed times are these: 6 days work is done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a set apart gathering. You do not work, it is a Shabbat to Yahweh in all your dwellings.
Habla a los hijos de Israel y diles, las Hagim, o fiestas solemnes de Yahweh, las cuales proclamaréis como apartadas convocaciones, serán estas: 6 yamim se trabajará, mas el séptimo yom será de reposo, apartado convocación. Ningún trabajo haréis. Yom de reposo es de Yahweh, en donde quiera que habitéis.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So it's a day for us to set apart or to be gathered. It's a day for us to come together. It's a set apart gathering.
Es un yom apartado, un yom para asemblarnos, para estar juntos.
So Yahweh, He wants us, all of us, to come together to praise Him.
Así Yahweh quiere que nos reunamos para adorarle.
And as we come together, it's not for us to talk about our own things.
Y al reunirnos, no es para que hablemos sobre nuestras propias cosas.
Because if it's for that, we can't, you know, get together in a park, you know, in another place.
Así que si queremos hacer eso, nos podemos juntar en un parque o en otro lugar.
But when we come here, it's to talk about the things of Yahweh.
Y cuando venimos aquí es para hablar sobre las cosas de Yahweh.
And whenever we come together, there is Yahweh's power being manifested in our lives.
Y cuando nos reunimos, vemos el poder de Yahweh manifestarse en nuestras jaim.
Maybe, you know, you don't feel it, but it's there.
Tal vez no lo podamos sentir, pero ahí está.
Yahweh is working in your life.
Yahweh está trabajando en nuestra jaim.
Just because you are here.
Solo al estar aquí.
If you could see how much blessing Yahweh is giving to you right now.
Si solo pudiéramos ver las brakot que Yahweh nos está dando en este momento.
You'll be the first one to come in on Shabbat.
Serían los primeros de venir aquí durante Shabbat.
You'd be waiting for me to arrive.
Estuvieran aquí esperando que yo llegue.
If you had that understanding.
Si tuvieran ese entendimiento.
If you could see it.
Si pudiéramos ver esto.
Like I told you, my brother, he was in Africa.
Como les había dicho, mi fraterno estaba en África.
And people were all the time coming late.
Y la gente casi siempre venía tarde.
And he did, you know, he began to tell the people, no, you need to come early so you can receive the first blessings.
Y él comenzó a decirle a las personas, tiene que venir temprano para poder recibir las primeras brakot.
Because whoever is here first will receive the first blessing.
Así que el primero que llega, él recibe la primera braka.
And the next day when he came in, there were people there already waiting for him. And he went early, you know.
Y él fue temprano.
And he said, wow, you are here already? Yeah. They said, yeah, we don't want you to get the first blessing. Okay, what about Yeshua? Did Yeshua kept Shabbat?
Yes.
Of course, let's go to Luke chapter 4.
Vamos a Lucas, capítulo 4.
Verse 16.
Jerek, capítulo 4, Pasuk, verso 16.
And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and according to his practice, he went into the congregation on the Sabbath day and stood up to read.
Vino a Nazaret, donde se había criado, en el día de reposo, entró en la Beit Knesset, o sinagoga, conforme a su costumbre, y se levantó a leer.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. According to his custom. So he used to go to the synagogue every Shabbat.
Conforme a su costumbre. Eso es corto, claro. Conforme a su costumbre. Entonces eso significa que él iba a Shabbat.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. It was not Sunday, huh? It was a Shabbat.
No era el domingo, era un Shabbat.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And even in the millennium, when Yeshua comes back and reign with us, we are still going to observe Shabbat, as we can see in Isaiah chapter 66.
Y de misma forma o misma manera en el milenio podemos ver que él guarda el Shabbat.
Okay.
Como vemos en Yeshayahu o Isaías.
On verse 23. 66 verse 23.
66 pasuk 23. Jerek 66, Pasuk 23.
And it shall be that from new moon to new moon, and from Shabbat to Shabbat, all flesh shall come to worship before me, declares Yahweh.
Y de Rosh Chodesh a Rosh Chodesh, o mes en mes, en el Yom de Reposo, en Yom de Reposo vendrán todos a adorar delante de mí, dijo Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. And one thing that we need to understand that, you know, we are a body.
Algo que tenemos que entender es que nosotros somos un cuerpo, o cuerpo.
What does it mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
We are one.
Somos had.
Look at your body.
Veamos nuestro propio cuerpo.
Your body is divided in many what? Members, many parts, but it's just one body.
El golf, o cuerpo, está dividido entre muchas partes, pero es un cuerpo.
So whenever one of you is missing on Shabbat,
así que cuando uno de ustedes está ausente en Shabbat,
it makes a difference.
Tiene un impacto.
Because all the parts of our body is very important for our body.
Porque todas las partes de nuestro cuerpo son importantes para nuestro cuerpo.
There is no insignificant part in our body.
No hay uno insignificante o no importante en nuestro cuerpo.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So that's why we need to keep us together and work it together.
Así que por esa razón tenemos que estar juntos y trabajar juntos.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. What about cooking on Shabbat?
¿Y qué tal cocinar en Shabbat?
I know that many of you, you know, you don't like the food because the food is cold. You like to, you know, eat that food that is hot, you know, it's just prepared.
Yo sé que muchos de ustedes no les gusta la comida porque está fría. Tienen ganas de comerse algo así caliente y fresco.
I think people, they don't come Shabbat just because of the food.
Yo creo que a veces la gente no viene durante Shabbat por causa de la comida.
What they say is, like my wife, she doesn't like to eat the food that is leftovers.
Así que mucha de la gente dice que son sobras. Mi esposa no le gustan las sobras.
You know, I eat everything. I'm the, how do you call that animal that eats the ants?
Anteater?
Anteater? like a vacuum cleaner.
¿Cómo se llama ese animal? Es como las hormigas. Es como una aspiradora.
I'm the vacuum cleaner in the house. What Pedro doesn't want, I want. What Paulo doesn't want, I want. What my wife doesn't want, I want.
Lo que no quiere Pedro, yo le entro. Lo que no quiere mi esposa, yo le entro.
When they say throw in the trash, they do not mean throw in the trash. They say give it to me.
Dicen échalo a la basura, al basurero. Eso no significa que lo van a echar al basurero.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you know, I was in Africa and I learned to eat everything.
Saben, yo estuve en África y yo aprendí a comer de todo.
There was no mama there in Africa, you know. There was no wife at the time, you know. I was single.
No había esposa ahí, era soltera.
No family around.
Solo, sin familiares.
And I would see them eating that white flour.
Y yo me comía retoños así como silvestres.
You know, there in South Africa, they call milimil.
Milimil.
It's a white flour. They eat that a lot.
Sudáfrica, un retoño blanco, que lo comen ahí bastante.
When I first got there, I said, ooh. After a month, I was like, it's good. If it reached a month, you say a month because I don't remember well, but I was eating just like them. So whenever you look, people eat, you know, a food that's strange for you, be careful because you might one day eat the same food.
Así que cuando uno critica a ciertas comidas, tengan cuidado porque tal vez después ustedes mismos les va a gustar.
Let's go to Exodus, Shemot, chapter 16, on verse 23.
Shemot, Exodus, Perek 16, Pasuk 23.
And he said to them, this is what Yahweh has said. Tomorrow is a rest, a Shabbat set apart to Yahweh, that which you bake, bake, and that which you cook, cook, and lay up for yourself all that is left over to keep it until morning.
Y él les dijo, esto es lo que ha dicho Yahweh. Mañana es el Yom apartado de reposo, el reposo apartado al Yahweh. Lo que habéis de cocer, cocedlo hoy, y lo que habéis de cocinar, cocinadlo, y todo lo que os sobrare, guardadlo para mañana.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So, that's what we must do.
Así que eso es lo que debemos hacer.
That's why on the Erev Shabbat, that is Friday evening,
por eso durante Erev Shabbat, viernes por la tarde,
you know, before the sun goes down, what we do? We cook, we prepare all the food.
Antes de que el shemesh o el luminario se baje, cocinamos y preparamos todo.
So today, when we are going to eat, we already have food.
Así que hoy, cuando vamos a comer, ya tenemos comida.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
So no need for us to cook today.
Así que no hay necesidad de cocinar hoy.
So we have to to prepare ourselves.
Así que, tenemos que prepararnos.
So, when we come, we already have food. Why? Because we were wise and we prepared food yesterday.
Por eso tenemos que preparar cosas con anticipación, porque es sabio preparar cosas adelantado ayer.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go to Shemot chapter 12, verse 16.
Vamos a Shemot, Éxodo, Perek, capítulo 12, Pasuk, verso 15.
16.
12:16. And on the first day is a set apart gathering, and on the seventh day you have a set apart gathering. No work at all is done on them, only which is eaten by every being, that alone is prepared by you.
El primer yom habrá apartada convocación, y así mismo en el séptimo yom tendréis una apartada convocación. Ninguna obra se hará en ellos, excepto solamente que preparéis lo que cada cual haya de comer.
Okay, many people, they got confused right there. Oh, look here, it says that we can prepare food.
Oh, así muchas personas se confundieron y dicen, oh, mire aquí dice que podemos preparar comida.
But that passage is not talking about the weekly Shabbat.
Pero ese pasaje no se trata del Shabbat semanal.
It's talking about the yearly Shabbat.
Trata del Shabbat anual.
Okay? That is the Shabbat that you have on the feasts of Yahweh.
Ese Shabbat es el que tenemos durante las Hagim o fiestas.
So the yearly Shabbat, yes, we are allowed to cook, but not on the weekly Shabbat.
Entonces, sí, el Shabbat anual, sí, podemos cocinar, pero el Shabbat semanal, en ese no.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And what about buying and selling?
¿Y qué tal comprando cosas o vendiendo?
Can we buy or sell on Shabbat?
No.
Podemos comprar o vender.
You know, maybe as we finish the meat, we can go to the restaurant, huh, and and have a nice, you know, meal together? No, we are not supposed to buy on Shabbat.
Tal vez después de la enseñanza podemos ir a un restaurante y comprarnos una comida. ¿Podemos hacer eso? No, porque todavía es Shabbat.
What about to put gas in your car?
¿Qué tal ponerle gasolina al carro? No.
Oh, that's why you have to be wise, put it Thursday. Fill up your tank on Thursday. So on Saturday you don't need to spend money with gas.
Por esa razón tenemos que ser sabios y hacerlo durante el quinto yom.
There are some people that say, oh, I'm paying with a credit card, so I'm not paying now.
Mucha gente dice, estoy pagando con mi tarjeta, entonces no estoy...
Splitting hairs.
I'll pay it later when the bill comes, so I'm not paying Shabbat. Come on, you know, don't try to deceive Yahweh, you know. Yahweh cannot be mocked.
Así que por esa razón lo voy a pagar después, porque está en mi tarjeta. Y por favor, no tratemos de engañar a Yahweh.
Of course, sometimes it's going to happen.
Por supuesto, a veces va a pasar eso.
You know, something happened, you forgot to put gas in your car, and now you are coming to Shabbat, and the guy... and now what are you going to do?
Walk.
Algo pasó, se nos olvidó ponerle gasolina al carro, el carro se quiere parar, ¿qué va a hacer uno?
Walk or call a brother and sister. I need a ride.
Triple A.
Whenever there is a need, you go ahead and do it.
Cuando hay una necesidad, a veces se tiene que doblar las reglas.
As Yeshua taught us, when there is an animal that falls on a hole, what you're going to do? You're going to leave the animal there, or you're going to help the animal to get out from that hole?
así como se enseñó Yeshua, cuando se cae un animal en un hoyo, en Shabbat, ¿qué vamos a hacer? ¿A dejarlo ahí que se muera o que se quede ahí? No, le vamos a ayudar.
So, you want to save lives, of course. Shabbat is a day that we use to save lives as well.
Es Tov tratar de rescatar las vidas en ese yom. Entonces, Shabbat es un yom donde si se puede hacer eso, debemos hacerlo.
And if you are coming, there is no way that you can walk. You need gas. Go ahead and put gas because you are doing it for Yahweh. Huh? Because you want to be here, because you want to praise His name. But that's, I don't want you to take this as an excuse, huh?
A weekly excuse.
Yeah, a weekly excuse, you know. Because as you know, Yahweh knows the intention of your heart.
Tal vez están muy lejos y no pueden caminar por la distancia, pero en esa ocasión especial, póngale gas, porque es algo, es una excepción, es algo para Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. For example, the type of work I do.
Por ejemplo, el tipo de trabajo que yo hago.
You know, I would not be sinning if I'm work on Shabbat.
No estaré pecando si yo lo haría durante Shabbat.
Because I work in a hospital. In a hospital, we are there to take care of people, so we need people there.
Porque yo trabajo en un hospital y ahí todo el propósito es cuidar a las personas y necesitamos estar ahí.
But at the same time, I don't take it a excuse for me. No, I want Shabbat.
Pero al mismo tiempo,
I don't want to be working there. I want to be here.
Pero al mismo tiempo, yo no lo tomo o uso como una excusa para quebrar el Shabbat, porque yo quiero estar aquí guardando el Shabbat.
The same as the doctors, the policemen, the firemen, you know. We all need those people outside there, am I right?
De misma forma, el doctor, el bombero, el policía, el soldado, necesitamos a esas personas ahí.
But you cannot, you know, take it as an excuse for you.
Pero no hay que usarlo como una excusa.
Let's go to Nehemiah.
Vamos a Nehemiah.
Chapter 10, verse 31.
Nehemías 10, 31.
What about water? Can we drink water on Shabbat?
Yeah.
Hein, Zizim? Can we drink water on
Shabbat?
Yes.
That was a good way to ask for a glass of water.
Oh! You don't have any water.
Okay, Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 31.
Your throat does get dry when we're talking.
And that if the peoples of the land bring wares or any grain to sell on the Shabbat day, we will not buy it from them on the Shabbat or on a set apart day. And we would forego the seventh year and the interest for every hand.
Así mismo que si los pueblos de la Eretz trajesen a vender mercaderías y comestibles en Yom de Shabbat o reposo, nada tomaréis de ellos en ese Yom y en otro Yom apartado, y que el año séptimo dejaríamos descansar la Eretz y remitiríamos toda deuda.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay? So no buying, no selling, you know? Because whenever you are buying, you are making somebody to work for you.
Así que no hay que comprar ni vender, porque cuando hacemos eso, estamos haciendo que alguien trabaje por nosotros.
So you have to understand that a Shabbat day is not a day for you to participate on the worldly activities.
Así que tenemos que entender que el Shabbat es un yom donde no estamos involucrados en cosas del mundo.
The world has no reward of the things of Yahweh.
El olam o mundo no tiene ninguna preocupación por las cosas de Yahweh.
You know, when I went for the interview for the job,
saben cuando fui a la entrevista del trabajo.
When I first came here and, you know, I needed to work.
Cuando primero llegué aquí, necesitaba trabajar.
And I was so excited about Shabbat.
Y estaba muy animado sobre Shabbat.
And I would tell the person that was interviewing me, please, Shabbat, I don't work. Saturday, I don't work because it's Shabbat for me. You know, it's a religious holiday, observant. So he said, I'm sorry, so you cannot work here. I said, what? Yeah. I don't care about your observation, your religion. You know, if you're not to work on Shabbat, on Saturday, you cannot work here. I said, wow, you know, okay. And next job, oh, please, you know, Shabbat, you know, it's a day that's a... I cannot work. Okay, so, sorry, but you cannot work here.
Entonces yo les decía, los de la entrevista, yo guardo el Shabbat es un yom de descanso y no puedo trabajar ahí, en ese yom. Y ellos me decían, well, perdóneme, pero aquí no puedo trabajar. Y así pasaba, yo iba a otra entrevista y les decía lo mismo, y lo mismo pasaba.
I went to one. You know, with the kippah on, with the tzitzit on.
Hasta con kippah y con tzitzit.
If they see me now, they'll believe what I'm saying.
Tal vez si me ven así, ellos me van a creer.
And there was a company, there were many Muslims there.
Y era un negocio donde había muchos musulmanes.
And when I, you know, I did the test, everything, I did fine.
Cuando hice la prueba y todo estaba todo.
And the guy called me for the other day.
Y el señor me llamó por la entrevista el siguiente día.
And then I was going to speak to, you know, the big boss there in the company.
Y iba a hablar con el jefe.
And said, oh, everything's fine, but, you know, our boss wants to speak to you. But if you don't mind, before you go there, can you take it out?
Y me dijeron, todo está becedre, todo está okay. El jefe quiere hablar contigo, pero te vamos a pedir que te quites la kippa.
And I said, oh, I'm sorry, but I'm not taking out.
Y yo le dije, perdóname, pero yo no voy a hacer eso.
If he wants to give me, he gives. If he doesn't want,
si me la quiere dar,
I'm fine. I can look for other job, not a problem.
Yo no puedo buscar otro trabajo.
Then I didn't get the job.
No me dieron el trabajo.
And finally I went to this hospital. And
y finalmente fue a este hospital y
I said, can you please give me off on Saturday because I'm studying on Saturdays. Oh, you study on Saturdays, okay, so you can keep it off. I said, okay. Do you understand? If you talk about religion and think that no, they don't care. But just because I said I'm studying, you know, on every Saturday, oh, from what time to what time? Oh, it's the whole day. I begin to study Friday evening and goes until Saturday evening. Oh, okay, then you can take it. So I took it, and little by little, as they saw me, you know, working, saw I'm a hard worker, so I begin to tell them, no, it's not really about, you know, study, it's more than that. I'm sorry, Johanna, I got excited.
Let's see if I can recall. Okay, entonces fui a la siguiente entrevista y esta vez me puse las pilas y les dije, okay. Yo soy un estudiante, entonces yo estudio desde el viernes y hasta el sábado en la laila. Entonces, oh, sí, eso sí, me como que lo respetaban así. Y después, cuando ellos me dieron el trabajo y se dieron cuenta de que en el hospital que yo era un trabajador muy top, que trabajaba duro, entonces les explicaba que es un poquito más de aprender y estudiar. Son otras cosas como más complicadas.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. Let's go now to Exodus, Shemot chapter 35, verse 2 and 3.
Vamos a Shemot, Éxodo 35,